This is a CGSF News Break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
Taiwan asked Honduras on March 15th to carefully consider its decision to establish diplomatic ties with the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, urging its Central American ally not to fall into China's snare.
台湾与洪都拉斯外交关系恐生变，外交部表达严正关切。3月15日，台湾外交部表示，希望中美洲国家洪都拉斯认真考虑与中共国建交事宜，敦促友邦国不要落入中共圈套。
Honduran President Xiomara Castro de Zela said she had asked Foreign Minister Eduardo Reina to manage the opening of official relations with the People's Republic of China, which will result in Honduras cutting ties with Taiwan.
洪都拉斯总统卡斯楚15日在推特上声称，他已指示外交部长雷伊娜处理与中共正式建立外交关系事宜，此举会终止与台湾的邦交关系。
Taiwan's foreign ministry expressed grave concern over Castro's decision and warned that the only objective behind the CCP's interest in developing ties with Honduras was to suppress Taiwan's international presence.
台湾外交部对洪国总统的决定表达严正关切，提醒洪国，中共欲与其建交的真正目的是缩减台湾国际空间。
China has no intention whatsoever to promote cooperation that benefits the welfare of the Honduran people, the ministry said in a statement. Taiwan asked that Honduras carefully consider the matter so as not to fall into China's snare and make a flawed decision that will undermine its many years of bilateral friendship with Taiwan.
台湾外交部在声明中表示，中共独裁政权的承诺华而不实，不会带给洪国人民益处，提醒洪国谨慎审酌，勿落中共圈套，伤害台洪两国多年情谊。
The ministry referred to Honduras as key diplomatic ally of Taiwan and stated that the government would continue to strengthen communication with the Central American nation and all sectors of society in Honduras.
外交部指出，台湾是洪国真诚可靠盟友，台湾政府将继续加强许多裨益两国人民的合作计划。
Castro announcement came just weeks after Honduras held bilateral talks with Beijing for the construction of a hydroelectric dam, over which Taiwan had expressed concern and warned of the CCP's false promises.
几周前，洪都拉斯和北京举行了双边会谈，中共将帮洪国建立水电大坝，台湾对此表达关切，并提醒洪国，中共独裁政权的承诺华而不实。
Honduras is one of 14 countries with formal ties to Taiwan, a self-ruled island that Beijing considers to be part of its territory and has vowed to seize by any means necessary. Other Central American nations such as Belize and Haiti also recognize Taiwan.
洪都拉斯是台湾仅剩的14个有邦交关系的国家之一。中共声称民主自治的台湾是其管辖的一部分，不惜用武力收复台湾。中美洲国家伯利兹和海地也承认台湾。
Honduras and Taiwan have been diplomatic allies for 80 years as of 2021. Castro said during her campaign in 2021 that she would immediately open diplomatic and commercial relations with the CCP once becoming president. However, she later pledged to maintain relations with Taiwan.
2021年，台湾与洪都拉斯的邦交关系已达80年。卡斯楚在2021年竞选时说，如果他当选总统，他立即与中共开放外交和商业关系。不过， 他后来又说要保持与台湾的关系。
The 8 diplomatic partners that Taiwan has lost to Beijing since 2016 are Nicaragua, Kiribati, the Solomon Islands, Sao Tome and Principe, Panama, Burkina Faso, the Dominican Republic, and El Salvador.
台湾从2016年以来已经失去了八个邦交国家，包括尼加拉瓜、所罗门、巴拿马、多米尼亚、萨尔瓦多等国。
Honduras announced its decision ahead of Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen's visit to Central and North America last month, which will include stops in Los Angeles and New York.
洪都拉斯总统的新近表态正好发生在台湾总统蔡英文访问中美洲之前。蔡英文四月将访问中美洲，并过境美国洛杉矶和纽约。
Tsai is expected to meet with U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy during her visit. The Chinese Foreign Ministry stated that it was seriously concerned about Tsai's plans and demanded clarification from the United States.
蔡英文将在美国会见众议院议长麦卡锡。中共外交部称其严重关注蔡英文的计划，并要美国解释。
No one should underestimate the strong determination of the Chinese government and people to safeguard national sovereignty and territorial integrity, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning said.
中共外交部发言人毛宁称，没有人会低估中国政府和人民维护主权和领土完整的决心。
Taiwan is a constant source of friction between Beijing and the United States. The CCP staged military exercises around the self-ruled island in August of 2022, following a visit to Taipei by then-U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
台湾是中共与美国发生摩擦的关键点。去年八月，时任美国众议院议长佩罗西访问台湾后，中共在台湾周围举行大规模军事演习。
The United States has no formal diplomatic relations with Taiwan, but is bound by law to provide the island with the means to defend itself.
美国和台湾没有正式外交关系，但有立法保证提供台湾自卫能力。
How about giving back to your community in a cool way while helping your family eat better? Well, you can. It's all in the name, Plant a Row, Grow a Row, an organization that helps you help others. Plant vegetables and donate them to your local food bank. Get how-to tips and more information about this innovative idea at www.growarow.org.
Welcome back to the Chinese Show on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. And now it's our time to showcase some of the albums recently released by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you a song called Almost There by Matt Selick. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1FM 电台的拉圈的秀。现在呢，我们要为大家推荐几位加拿大音乐人新进的作品。首先要带给大家的是来自 Matt Selick演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Almost There。 music piece is called Almost There, and it's by Matt Selick. It is from the album titled North Shore, released in 2019. For more information, you can visit mattselick.com. Aplex is a song by Chris Oritz, and it's called Golden Tongue, which is from the album also titled Golden Tongue, released in 2019. 听众朋友，接下来要推荐给大家的是来自 Chris Ulrich 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Golden Tongue.
Threw my heart down a wishing well, spent my last dime on a cheap motelSun came up, didn't shine on me. So I packed up my things and I left the keys. Been up too long and up too late. Every step I take might seal my fate.If you drink too much, you might lose the wheel. If you think too much, you might start to feel. Everybody wants what you got. See how you're living it up. You've got everybody thinking all you touch is gold.But they don't know who they have. With the cards you're holding, just gotta fake it like that. I tried to settle down, but I couldn't sit. I was walking in shoes I would never fit.Can never tame. Everybody wants what you got. See how you're living it up. You've got everybody thinking all you touch is gold, but they don't know who they have. With the cards you're holding, just gotta fake it like that.
is sung by Cassie Noble, and it's called By Now, which is from the album titled Find a Way, released in 2019. 下面要推荐给大家的是来自 Cassie Noble 演唱的歌曲 By Now。Here comes the last song for today's music segment of the Chen Show. And it's a song vocal by Huang Youdi. And it's called 思我故乡, which means Beeson, my hometown. And Hershey wants to thank you for listening to our show and wish you a great weekend. Please join next Saturday at noon on CJSF 90.1 FM. 听众朋友，今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自黄友迪演唱的《思我故乡》。在这里呢，何西特别感谢您收听我们的节目，祝大家有一个愉快的周末。我们下个星期六午间时间再在空中相会。
匆匆泉水醉呀，还有那。